Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Naked Englishman podcast. I'm Richard Vobes. The lovely Julia is with me.
Good morning, or happy dawning.
It is the 7th of October 2025, and it's called at 7 in the morning, or words to that effect. Welcome aboard. Please wipe your feet and find a little chair under the stairs. Put it out on the deck, and we'll be ready to rock and roll. It's Tuesday morning. Don't know what the weather's like. It's now dark in the mornings. Dark and spooky. And I daren't look out just in case. But I don't think it's raining, which is a good sign. Yesterday was a lovely day, much milder than I thought it would be. That was very nice. We transmogrified ourselves to the... That's probably not the right word. We transported ourselves to the land to discover that after 2 days away, or 1 day away, there was still water in the pond.
Yay.
That we had puddled. So that was encouraging, although no more new water had arrived, of course, because it hadn't rained. So that explains that mystery that's not really mysterious at all.
No, it's unmysterious mystery.
The unmysterious mystery. Anyway, so we arrived with little Joe in tow in his go-kart at the back of the end of a rope.
Cart of go.
And we had a mission this week to build the cabin. Not a cabin. I keep calling it a cabin. It's a workshop. So that we can store some tools and not have to take them each day and lockable. And also have shelter and somewhere to, you know, the main purpose is to be able to a workshop, i.e. have a bench and work in it. Mm-hmm. Not sit at a computer work, but, you know, things that you need to do. In
carving, planing.
Building.
Chopping, building.
Chopping and keeping warm in the winter.
Yeah.
So all of that. So that's got to be built. It's only a smallish little workshop to begin with. It's 10 foot by 8 foot, so barely a, you know, it's not even a front room size, really, although perhaps in these modern builds, that is the whole entire house. Yeah. However, so we needed to get some more timber. So doing this in stages, had to work out how it was going to be built. And the first part, really, is getting the floor in. We've got these upright posts. Now, you won't have seen any of this because the videos have not got out. But I can't remember which episode it is in now, probably episode 3. But we have these overgrown Christmas trees, which are very tall and slender, with the Christmas tree foliage, as it were, right at the top. So we have lots of straight 20, 30 foot timber, effectively, with the bark on. And a few branches. Think about Christmas trees, like fir trees. The branches, unlike the normal deciduous trees here, the branches go out at right angles, like little climbing ladders. They just spike out, which is quite unusual. Anyway, they have to be removed. So there's a few of those, but not many, and we remove all of those and then chop the tree. Well, we chop the tree down first, obviously, and then remove all those branches and then debark them so that you don't get mould, like we did when we built the polytunnel, which, of course, you haven't seen because that has yet to go out.
Only released one episode.
Yes. So that's quite, you know, difficult to convey things to you when you haven't seen what we've done because it ain't gone out. But anyway.
They'll catch up.
Yeah. So the main point is we've got these upright posts and we've stuck them in the ground, joined them together, and we need to build a floor.
Yeah. We burnt the ends first, though, didn't we?
We burnt the ends to secure them from mould and insects and protect them a bit from damp, because we watched a bushcraft
videos.
Yeah, thanks.
You're welcome. Do you want me to do this for you?
Yeah, because my brain is falling out the ears. Hang on.
Have some coffee, that'll help.
I'm having some black coffee because I don't have any raw milk. So we've got to go to the farm shop on the way today and gather some raw milk. And
just had an image of us trying to scoop it up from the dairy floor.
Yes.
Gather some milk.
We'll gather the milk. And
hopping from one cow to the other. A couple of drops from you, a couple of drops from you.
That's it. Herd the milk together. And then we'll also get some bacon and various things for lunch, you know, that sort of thing, and maybe something for dinner tonight. All those
things.
We're
going to have dinner tonight, aren't we?
Yes, we definitely.
Eat tonight, yeah.
We will eat. We will eat tonight. So anyway, on the way, we've got these posts, we're going to make the floor. Yesterday was gathering more wood from the resources we have on the land, on Biggleswick Farm, to do that. And I need a chainsaw to make some of the cuts because they're quite big, and with a hand saw, it's very difficult and takes forever. Also, I do need to do some logging.
We're going to need a chainsaw, basically.
Yeah. Now, I bought a generator about a year ago because at that time we were looking for land. We thought, when land comes, we won't have any power on the land. We'll need a generator. And also I was aware that there may be food shortages and the power might go off and we might need some form of backup.
Yeah, there was a threat of power cuts and stuff, wasn't there?
So when I was actually earning some money from dear old YouTube, dear old YouTube,
mm-hmm.
I thought it would be wise to invest in a generator, which I did. And it arrived the other day. No, it arrived a year ago, of course. And I put it in the back room of storage, didn't even take it out of the box, because I didn't immediately have a use for it. And I didn't have any petrol, so I couldn't really test it. Anyway, on Sunday, I think it was. I knew that we would, in making this cabin, would need to use the jigsaw to cut around some of these upright posts. And also, you know what it's like. You're going to need to cut a window out. You're going to need to trim bits off. A hand tool on some form of chipboard, not the normal chipboard, but a reinforced chipboard, ain't going to do it. And then I started looking at, well, I suppose you could use some form of fret saw. And I thought, well, that still ain't going to do it. We're going to need a power tool. I've got a jigsaw, but we haven't got any power up there. And then I thought, I wonder if this generator, which is only a small sort of suitcase-style generator, will do it. Anyway, we had some petrol this time. So I've got the thing out, started it up for the first time. It purred into life.
Oh, it sounded so lovely, didn't it?
Purred. And it's got a inverter on it. So I plugged in the jigsaw and worked a treat. And I thought, wow. So I thought, oh, wow.
Yeah, oh, wow.
And our friend Ed came over, as you know, because he talked to her about the debacle with the washing machines. And how many that we've had. We've had 15 washing machines turn up at the door now, stacked up outside. We couldn't get out. No, not really. But anyway, he looked at it. I was showing it off. I said, here, look, I've got a generator. And he said, oh. And I said, it works a jigsaw. And he went, wow. That's what he went.
He went, wow.
Wow. So.
And guess what I said?
What?
Wow.
Wow. Joe, little Joe, hasn't seen it, but
I bet he will say, "Wow,
it's a fine thing to see, you know, because it purrs like a cat.
Purrs, and you go, wow,
wow, what a lovely purr that is." Anyway, I do have a chainsaw, and I have an electric chainsaw, and I want to do an experiment before I go out and buy a petrol chainsaw. Is if turning on the generator and plugging in the chainsaw as a temporary measure. I would rather get a petrol one for some of the other stuff, but just for now, to save money and go, wow. It would be great if it works. So, and I've barely used this other chainsaw, so it's all good. Anyway, so that's a little.
It's all good.
It's all good. So that's a little test to do today before we leave, before we go to the farm shop. Julia had a fine moment yesterday when we got back. And she needed to return to her house to pick up a few things so that Joe could stay overnight here. She had one of those, wow,
moments.
What a cock-up.
Yeah.
Where she went to her house, gathered everything she needed, came back here. And
still bloody forgot things.
Forgot things.
Yeah.
And so, you know, late at night, she took Joe back to the house to do a moonlight flit. And then come back with the things that she forgot. But the moon was very low yesterday and large.
It was also, wow.
It was a pretty low, but it's interesting because when we drove back from the land, of course, it was getting dark and the moon was out, pretty full moon.
Full and fairly low.
And then later in the evening, I stepped outside. It was much smaller and higher. In the space of, you know, two or three hours. And I thought, oh, that's interesting. It's like it took a step back and as it went up in the air, like a hot balloon. So maybe the moon is a hot balloon. Maybe it is. You just can't see the basket and the blokes operating it. Who knows? I don't want to start a rumour. I don't want that going around the internet as a conspiracy theory, by the way. That's just a nonsense theory. Thank you. Just in case, you know... I don't want people saying, oh, Richard Vobes thinks the moon is a balloon.
Richard Vobes.
David Niven wrote his autobiography called The Moon is a Balloon.
All right.
Okay. It's a bloody good balloon if it is a balloon, because it's been around for a long time, and I wonder what kind of durable plastic they use, or rubber.
I wonder who David Niven is.
David Niven is a very famous film star from the...
So famous.
40s, 50s, 60s. Uh-huh. David Niven. You'd recognise him if you saw him. David Niven. Let's see. That's the younger generation for you. But then they'll mention people like, I don't know, what's that? He's named after a shoe or something.
What?
There's a shoe and he's a singer, isn't he? I can't think who it is.
Oh, goodness. I have no idea. Knee-high boots?
No, there's a singer who was around, I guess, in the 90s or something. Young singer who still probably does sings. And then there's Shoes with a very similar name.
Jimmy Choo?
Nope. Oh. And I'm always getting them confused because I think, oh, I thought that was a brand of shoe. And you go, no, it's a singer. Not you.
I'm racking my brain.
Yeah, I make these very silly connections between things, but yes, it's a longish name. I've got the word Jason in my head, Jason somebody, but it's not Jason. That's going to annoy me now. It's not Schumacher either, just in case anyone thought, oh, you're confusing it with a racing driver. Anyway,
no, I've got no idea.
Oh. It's like it's not Beaverbrook, but it's that kind of name.
Justin Bieber.
No, it's not. It's not Justin Bieber, but it's in that area.
Okay.
It's like Beaverbrook. It's two syllables. Sounds like. I'll do the whole thing.
No, you've got me. You stumped me. Absolutely.
Yeah. And anyway, it doesn't matter at all. People, it doesn't really matter. So we're off back to the land today. We've got more of that to do. Get the floor in, then the walls and the roof, and then some sort of fuzzy felt on the top. Cut the windows out, of course. Door. Make a door. Find a door that will fit. In fact, if we found a door before I cut out the hole, that's probably the best thing. Make a frame for the door frame. And somehow, in Wobbly Town... Wonky Town, rather. sound quite right, didn't it?
What universe have we woken up in this morning?
I know. We get that. So that's the plan this week, along with... I think we mentioned there were four things. I think I mentioned it yesterday. There were four things one needed to do, and I can't remember the other three. Oh, one was buy a chainsaw. One was buy a log-burning stove, which I meant to do last night, but we got back and you had to run off, and I had to get the fire going, and, I don't know, time just slipped out of our fingers. I didn't. I managed to answer emails, but I wanted to order these other things. So that's all good. Anyway, I think I'm going to leave it there, really, because... We got up a little bit later than normal. Mm. We normally get up at 3 a.m. for a wee and go back to bed. No, we normally get up around 6-ish, but we're a bit late today. But I haven't got to do a main video today because I'm doing them every other day. Every other day, every other day at the moment. Because my eye is not on the nonsense that's going on. And the story is unfolding on the farm. But there's not much that to say, although, you know, judging by this, I've given you 16 minutes of waffle. But that is the nature of this beast, apparently. So, I hope you have a lovely day. Thank you so much. Enjoying the plum pudding that the dear old Chris Herriot had sent over. And
such a nice man.
Yes, here's a thing. Actually, I will just say this before we go. Our dear friend Sean James Cameron sent over a YouTube policy update for its medical misinformation. Now, if you talk about nicotine or tobacco as not being addictive, you
or
will
being good for you, even.
Or being good.
Bless you.
Had sneeze! Not AdSense, AdSneeze. If you talk about that, you will have your YouTube channel either struck or cancelled. They won't tolerate it. Now, that makes me very suspicious, because why would you, you know, go to that extreme? It can only be a small minority of people, a very tiny minority of people who would be declaring that nicotine was not addictive. And that makes me suspicious in that whatever they are pathogens that they are going to release for the next COVID outbreak or whatever they call it, nicotine is clearly going to be part of the answer because they don't want people to know that it's a good thing. And hence the continual ramping up of anti-smoking and the smoking messages on tins of tobacco.
Because same thing happened in warnings against smoking before COVID came out the first time.
Yes, old Fauci said now is a good time to give up smoking, and those that did died, and those that didn't survived.
Funny that.
That's a sweeping statement, but there is some basis of truth to it.
There is.
Anyway, until next time, thank you for watching. It's nice of you to be able to see through the podcast, your audio podcast. And we will catch up with you in due course.
How is the Duke's horse?
The Duke's horse is very nice, actually. I've been feeding it through a nose bag.
Yeah.
I did start trying to put a nosegay on it, but it wasn't very interested.
It ate it.
Yeah. In all the floral things. Anyway, toodle pipe.
Toodle pipe.